I'm a recovering addict and my name is Stephanie. I'm just so overwhelmed right now. The love in this building, in this room right now, I am so, I am jumping up and down in my spirit. There is no other place that I would rather be than Narcotics Anonymous. Thank you, committee, for inviting me to be a part of a loving, caring relationship that I have developed. My clean date is June the 7th, 1990. I have been here, and I'm a one-timer, and I thank God for that. I came in, I'm getting this thing on a daily basis. And I just need to say to you that not only am I grateful to God, but I'm grateful because each and every person in this room has touched me, has helped me to get going on 27 years. I kicked and I screamed when I came here. I didn't know what he had in store for me, and he has even more in store for me. So I am here today and was asked to do trusting in the process. And I'm here because I know I can do this.
Talking to Mike.
Yeah.
Look, this program that I took for granted in the beginning, that I have grace with today. Because when I first came here, I kind of played with it. You know, I did it my way, like Frank Sinatra said. Only to find out that this program says that if I do it its way, you know what I'm saying? I love the back of the medallion because it talks about no addict seeking recovery need ever die. So you need never die if you seeking recovery. So when I identify myself as Stephanie, a recovering addict, and when somebody has the gall, the audacity to come and ask me, why don't I say I'm an addict? Check yourself. I said I'm a recovering addict. Read your literature. It says we do recover. So that's what I'm doing. I'm the wrong one. See, a lot of times people think I'm sleeping, but I'm really woke. I just don't give you everything at one time because I know for real, if I give you everything at one time, you're going to choke on what I got. I'll be 55 years old next month. You know what I'm saying? I got a 38-year-old son. I got a 23-year-old son. And I got a 32-year-old son. I am the grandmother of 6 grandchildren. I am a miracle walking. I come straight out of Lexington Terrace Projects where they already told me I wasn't going to make it. Society already counted me out. And God said, check this. I count her in. So I get to come around here. And when I came around here, they said, give it away in order to keep it. Oops. And I thought they meant give coochie away in order to keep it. So I'm just saying, because I had a couple boyfriends clean. Because see, when I was using, I tricked with my boyfriend that was my baby daddy. You understand? Because I still have some moral principles because I need to tell y'all also, I am a PK. Oh, I'm a preacher's kid. So see, I already had some stuff when I came here. I ain't want to tell you, oh, I ain't have a God. No, I had one. I just wasn't using him to the best of my ability. So when I came here and y'all told me to get a God and use him to get one, because I'm going to need to hold on to him because there's some things that I'm going through on this journey that you're just not going to be able to help me with. And it's okay, because I understand that he wants me to check with him before I check with you. Because if I check with him first, then he'll make sure he drop a dime on you so that you can help me. But I first got to check with him. Even when I sponsor people, I first got to check with him. Do you want me to be in their life? And if so, give me what I need to help them along the way. Because I don't want to do this based on grandiosis. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to have a couple knots in my belt. Because I want to have a couple cheerleaders. No, because now I'm killing where I'm supposed to be helping. Because see, I ain't the one that's supposed to be the one to save people around here. He just said, guide them to me. Y'all told them to get, y'all tell us to get a God, and then you get mad when we get one. Y'all tell us in the third, you tell us in the second step that it's a power greater than us, but you get mad when we tell people about him and what the greater is. Then you tell us to get a God, then we tell them about the third step and to do the work in there. Then when we find him and we find him consciously, then you get upset. Then when we go in the fourth step and we start to figure out who we are so we can better adapt and be available to him, then you get upset again. Then after a while, I start to get a little crazy. I say, y'all going to drive me to drink Kool-Aid. Without the sugar that you got scraped from the bottom of the thing. And I'm saying to myself, okay, God, guide me, teach me, direct me to where you want me to go. So what I came up with was that after doing some step work, stop trying to please people and just serve me. So where did the service part come from? Oh, on the medallion. Mm-hmm. Gotta be a service. You gotta be a goodwill. You gotta trust them. You gotta have that freedom. You gotta stand on that pyramid because you're already at the base. So the higher point you go is freedom, and the only way to go to freedom is to go up. So ain't no more that looking down on the ground and all that kind of stuff for loose change or crack kills or whatever you're looking for at that time. It's about looking up. It's about looking at you in your face so I can see your soul and you can see mine. Because I ain't want to look in the mirror a lot of times. And yes, I am drop dead gorgeous. Yes, yes, I am. Yes, but I didn't see that in me until I started seeing the me that he saw. Until I started to do the cliche that y'all talked about, I had to get into that recovery mode and I had to discover me to recover me so I could discover him to recover him to me. So I could have something to hold on. In the night, when I really didn't want to call people at 2, 3 in the morning, because my dad always told me coming up, you better seek God first. I say, and then coming in these rooms, and that's what I had to do. So stay with me, because I'm not going to keep repeating like we juveniles in some elementary school, and I got to keep saying, trusting in the process to make you feel good. Ride with me. So if we're going to trust in the process stuff, what are we trusting for? Why we got to trust it? First of all, I got to trust just me coming here. And I remember my first meeting was on Saratoga and Schroeder, and it was a 12 new meeting. And at the time, it was called Karen and Sharon. And I remember when I first went there and I got my first key tag, and the applause was like raw thunder. And I remember when the people came, and which are now all of y'all are my brothers and sisters, meaning you don't keep sleeping with your brothers and sisters. It's not okay to keep being in these relationships, in these rooms, and being passed around like pieces of meat or steak on a platter. No, you are my brothers and sisters, and all respect goes, because if I respect and say I love God, I must love and respect you. Oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Nor is it cute. Trust in the process. It is not sexual. It is spiritual in nature. But if you don't know your spirit, how can you not act sexual? Because you trust in your process. What is my process? I must first stop being a whore and stop hanging with whores so I don't have to be a whore. Sorry, I ain't come to do cute recovery. I think that's one of the problems. Cute recovery.
Come on, baby.
Hanging with your girlfriend. Going out doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know what he got. You know who he is. And then you want to be with him and you get with him and he's still doing the same thing, expecting different results, and I need to share.
Oh,
We were talking about this on the ride down here. It's like, why did I do what I shouldn't have did when God showed me all the signs? I seen caution. I seen stop. I seen yield. I even heard, don't go there. But something in me said, I can change him. I can make him better. It'll be all right. I'll really teach him a new way of life. Not. So I say that to say I remember getting into a relationship early on in this process. I remember marrying the gentleman that I was in the relationship with in this process. I didn't even have, no, we got married, I think I had like 6 months clean. And he is a really good man. He just wasn't a really good man for me. If you do step work around here, if you do step work around here, you will find out what you used to like, you don't like. You'll find out what you used to want, you no longer want. You'll find out who you thought you were never her. Y'all make me sick. Make me do step work to find out who I am. How dare y'all do that? But thank God for y'all teaching me that. Because that's why I can be aggressive and dominant and beautiful at the same time. That's how I can take charge. And I can come in a room and I can own the room and don't even have to say anything. Because the power that I had when I thought I was powerless through the drugs and the way that I was living, but once I get here, I become powerful. Wow. Because I gained some things back that were taken from me, and a lot of the things that were taken from me, I gave over. I gave him the coochie, and he really didn't deserve it. I gave him the coochie, and he really didn't even deserve it. And I was trying to go one day, hear me, sister, because I was trying to go one day to the coochie bank and try to get a refund. And they said, we don't give that back after 30 days. So. I know y'all don't know about this, but see, I only got one in my life that I regret. I regret giving him the, I only got one. Really, I had to forgive me for forgiving him for forgiving me. Really, because I really don't like him. You know, I'm glad y'all can say all of that. Yeah, well, you know, no, I'm at peace with that. Because I was a young girl and I really shouldn't have. You know, my dad already told me stuff. My mom already told me stuff. But I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Just like just like when the guy told me, he said, girl, just, you know, hit this one time. Just take a one-on-one, and one-on-one got me one-on-one here. Don't ask me about none of that other stuff. Because the only thing that I needed to remember was the end. At the end of the day. When I stole from my children, when I stole from my mother, and when I say that, it was sleep that I stole from her, but it was things that I stole from my children. So my children get real, real excited when they know my clean day coming up. They more excited than I am. I'm happy because I'm doing something that brings me joy. And I'm helping people to teach them joy. Because it's nothing like coming into the rooms and being unhappy and trying to find happiness with the thing that you should cherish the most, which is your vagina and your ding-a-ling. You should cherish them, but you just want to give them away in order to keep it, and that's not the thing they mean to give away. They mean come in here and get some information. Well, I'm just saying. I'm just telling the truth. I just choose not to be vulgar and say things in a way because it. Look, I came in to do some work on me, and some things my grandkids do not know about my life. You understand? I don't take them to meetings, but my sons know because when I came in the rooms, they came with me. So they know. They lived with me through that. See, I don't know if y'all remember about the food stamps. We had to tear out the book. Yeah. Oh, okay. Welcome. Welcome. Well, okay, we got some over here. Welcome. Okay. Now we got cute independence cards. Welcome. Food stamps is food stamps, okay? People got to eat, okay? I sold mine. Yeah, in the end, yeah, I sold mine. Because it was about getting and using and finding ways and means. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm the only one, but check this out. This is some scary stuff. Y'all ready? Put your seatbelts on. Oh, I know I'm the only one. Check it. I had a bag of dope. Had used half of it. I was a bipper. And I drank certain Dortons. Just if y'all want me to identify. But it's not about how much or who I used with or how I used it. You understand? So I wasn't going to give y'all no whole drug log, and I'm still not. But I'm going to just touch so y'all will know that I'm just not here because I'm cute. I'm just saying. So anyway, listen. I know I'm the only one. So I put the dope, I'm going to save it. Monica, I'm going to save it. So I put it underneath of the mattress. I swear at 12:32. Girl, you know you want to sniff me. It was talking. This thing had took over. It was a ventriloquist all of a sudden. It was scary to me. Do you understand? I know this ain't happening to you. I know. It's just me. It was talking. And what I thought I was going to have for the next day wound up being gone, so I had to do it all over again. See, and I wasn't the type of female that I had to go out and do something strange for a piece of change. I had guys that would bring it to me. So I thought I was different when I got here. And in the beginning, I didn't compare out, but I judged you a little bit. Like, you had to do that? Okay. I wasn't even trying to do that using. But I had to identify with how I felt after the fact. And once I identified with the fact of how I felt, I knew I belonged here. Newcomer, if you knew, stay here. We say keep coming back, but we don't mean it the way you do it. Stay here. I don't care how bad it looks. It's called going through. Stay here. Newcomer, you got to know that you just got to keep coming back, and you got to trust in this process. Because you got to trust in this process because you're going to deal with some deaths. You might get an STD. God knows you might get an STD. Well, he said he wasn't sleeping with. How old are you? It's not about. See, I learned. Mom, what I learned is if I sleep unprotected with you, it's not so much that I don't love you, it's that I don't love me. So sometimes you gotta show, no ain't no sometimes, you gotta show people how to love you. So wrap it up. You don't put it on, you won't get on. Real simple stuff, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just heard me say I be 55. Oh, but I ain't tell y'all I got married again in this process. I wasn't looking for them. I wasn't looking for this. When I was done with relationships, I was all right with traveling and going to work, and I'm going to be okay. And lo and behold, I go down to Myrtle Beach to a convention. There he is. Tall, bald-headed, and sexy. And just a little bit younger than me, not much. Yes, I am a cougar. But I've been cougaring now for 17 years with him. So I've been with this husband for 17 years. And I've been married to him. We'd be celebrating our 10th year wedding anniversary. We got married 7/7/07 because we both decided to get married on that day because we both decided that it is finished. Do you understand? I don't have to keep sleeping around to find, because I found me. So even if he ain't in the house, I'm good. Do you understand? Y'all don't see, some of y'all don't know me. But y'all who know me, I don't have an entourage. I am it. I travel alone. So even like, you know, and my sponsor's here, and I love my sponsor with every fiber of me. My sponsor has been to every funeral that I had in my family, been to cookouts that we've had. My sponsor is my sponsor, but also my friend. And if you don't trust who you with the wrong person. You gotta trust these people to keep stuff that only I'm gonna take to my grave. Your secret, I'm gonna tell. No, I'm just messing with you, James. James, no, I'm messing with him. No, your secret, I'm gonna carry to my grave, but my secret, I'm gonna tell it. See, because only I can tell my story better than you. See, you're gonna have. Tell it. You know what I'm saying? No, let me say it like I mean it. You're going to half-ass tell it. And I'm going to tell it the way it happened. Because, see, when I come in the meetings and I do a meeting, what I'm doing is I'm giving you the condensed version of a tragedy that was a trauma, that was a nightmare that turned into a blessing. So everything that the disease tried to kill me with, the program saved me with. And every time the disease talks to me, the program counteracts and pushes me. So when you say trust in the process, first of all, you got to trust this program that it's going to work. And how do you know that this works, Stephanie? Because it says how it works. I got another one for you. Are you ready? A lot of people say, why are you here? What the? What? Let somebody ask you, newcomer. Let somebody ask you who's an addict, you better pick up your literature. If you don't know how to put it in words, pick up your literature. The literature is the truth. All you're doing is critiquing it to fit your life so that you can fit back in society, but always keep that like a credit card because you always going to have to swipe it. You always going to have to swipe it. Yeah. Hello? Because you always going to have to swipe it. You know them times? I got a family, they respect my recovery, but they like to drink. It don't bother me because I know what? Why I'm here. Because I know what? How it works. Because I know what? When I had to have a hysterectomy in 2000 and they had to take my uterus and I had never had an open surgery clean, and then they say, we got to put you on a morphine pump, so I got to go into prayer with God. So you want to hear trust the process? Not only did I trust my process, I trust my God. Because I already knew who Stephanie was because I already did some work. So when they put me on that morphine pump and that doctor said, not only did we take your uterus, but we glad we went in because your bowel was beginning to grow into your stomach. So we had to keep you in here a little longer. So we gave you a morphine pump and you used this, hear the words, as needed. So I'm laying in my bed and I'm talking to God and I say, God, I can do this. So I'm doing my thing and I hit the button when I needed it. And so I think this was like the second day, and I told the nurse, I said, could you get the doctor? Because y'all can take me off of this now. She said, but Miss Stephanie, you need. I said, no.
That's right.
It says as needed. I'm telling you, I know the difference between a pain and an ache, and I'm aching now. It ain't no pain. So can you please get the doctor in here? So my doctor comes in a couple hours later. So she said, they told me so and so. So I said, well, doc, I didn't want to tell a nurse, but let me tell you because you are the doctor. So I tell her, I say, I'm a recovering addict, and I won't keep it that way. So I know me. So I've been pushing the button, but I push it as needed. So I don't need it anymore because now I just have aching, no longer pain. So she asked me the question she was supposed to ask me. She said, okay, we'll take this off. In less than an hour, they came to take me off of that. Okay, so now she said, well, see, we still got to give you a little something. I'm like, doc, believe me, you don't. Well, just try this. Okay, I'm going to just try this. So what you want to give me now? So she want to give me Percocet. Uh-uh, we don't. No, we don't want to. No. So I never had that before. So they gave me two. I started hallucinating. A whole circus came in my room. Look, a whole, I'm trying to tell you. And I was like a kid. Yay! So look, I'm like, oh my God. My family had came to see me and everything, and I did not remember them being there. So when the doctor came in again, once again, here I go. I say, doc, we can't do this. Doc, we can't. She say, well, the only thing next we can do, Ms. Stephanie, is give you Motrin. Hey, that sounds like the one. Woo! Can I get an A for effort? Yes. So she came in and she gave me the Motrin. She said, you know, you take it when you need it. Let me tell you one thing that I know. I know that the God that I trust loved me so much that the pain from the ache that I went through, I didn't need none of that stuff. I went home and I was home. My first night was kind of rough. I took my Motrin. I got up, I paced the floor, I prayed. I heard y'all in my head. I heard a sister that at that time had went back out on Percocet, and all I knew that I kept praying, and the next thing I knew that I rocked through my night, and when I saw daylight, that's when I could go to sleep. So if it's prescribed to you as needed, this program is as needed. This program is a personal prescription for each and every one of us. And it is according to how you need it. So this thing is so, you know, I heard this, and this is not mine. I wish it was, but it came to me. But this is not mine. But I just thought it was so cool. Brandon, I heard this thing. I heard this gentleman, he was talking, and he said, you know, we are, you know, we fisher of men, right? And he said, however, we fisher of men, but fish like the bait, we like the fish. I said, damn. Because I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we fisher of men. So it's like, in order to get, you got to give them the bait, but we like the fish. Do y'all really get what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, like when I'm in the rooms, I'm fishing. And I'm fishing for a newbie. So I can show you that there is a better way. You ain't got to do that. No, this is not how we conduct ourselves in a meeting. And if you approach them in a loving and caring way instead of your street way because you just a little intimidated because they coming in a little rough, remember your dad. Remember your dad. I didn't come in here brimming with love. I was terrified. My wall was up. Lexington Terrace was there if she come in my face. If she say anything to, you know, the line go, if she say anything to me, though. The only person that was in fear was me. So now the fear is, the newcomer is fearful of the seasoned member. But this the thing. It says, you got to do what I do if you want what we want. I heard a lady earlier saying, they coming in here. And those who are not coming in here are dying. And the ones who are dying, and I'm just keeping it real, the ones who are dying, we let them pass us by. Oh, I ain't hugging that one because they too, huh? With your little funky, McNasty ex-self. Like, you know, you really came in here with a $250,000 career. Like, you really came in here with a Mercedes. Like, you really came in here douching on a regular basis. Like, you really came in here with fresh sheets. Like, you really came in here knowing some stuff. Like, you really came in here. Because if the truth be told, you came in here. You came in here. You just learned about Flower Bomb. You just learned about Bath and Body Works. You just learned about how to douche on a regular basis. You just learned about it. And they say, in order to keep it, you must give it away. So the stuff you learn, give it away. It ain't ours to keep anyway. So we trust in our process. And I do it like a, you trust in this process. You know what I'm saying? You gotta trust in it. Look, I'm like any of y'all. I like nice things. I love traveling. I like all that. But at the end of the day, it can go just as quick as you got. And then how you coming to meeting then? How you coming to meet? How you going? Glad she ain't see me. We see you. I'm getting ready to shut this down because I'm really having so much fun. I am. Because I'm living life a new way. And I'm keeping the meeting that I was asked to do conducive to recovery. Thanks for allowing me to share.